Hello, everyone. This is Harp.
And Robin.
With the Curious Questions podcast at culips.com. That's culips.com.
Okay, this podcast is a special one that we do at Culips. We take one of your questions and we answer it. All the transcripts, they can be found on our website if you check out the lip service section. And what's the question that we have today, Harp?
The question is about plans, and I love plans because that means I'm doing something.
Indeed.
The question is, what does be on in Are We On For Tonight mean? And what words can be on be replaced with?
Okay, so that question was from whom?
From Chang Sung Lee in Korea. Thanks for the great question, and I'm sorry if I pronounced your name wrong.
Okay, indeed. Well, there are many ways to talk about plans and making plans and asking someone to do something with you. There are more professional ways and casual ways and indirect ways. The question today is about making plans.
To be on can have different meanings depending on the context. In this case, to say to someone, "Are we on?" is a very casual way of confirming plans. Saying, "Are we on?" is just like saying, "Do we have plans?" or "Are those plans confirmed?" To give you an example, for this Culips meeting, I called Maura and said to her, "Are we on for tonight for the Culips meeting?" And she said, "Of course."
And that would mean that, do we have plans? Are we going to meet tonight? And of course, yes, we are going to meet tonight.
Exactly. Because we had discussed it through email, and I called her just to confirm.
Mm-hmm. So are we on for coffee tomorrow before work?
No.
No?
No. Okay. So, yes, of course. I'm just joking.
Okay, there we go. So when you want to be specific about making plans, you can say, "Are we on tonight?" or "Are we on for Thursday at 6 o'clock, etc.? We can also refer to the activity. Are we on for lunch tomorrow? Like I said before, are we on for coffee tomorrow? Or, so we are on for dinner next Friday, for example.
Exactly. Are we on for tonight means, do we have plans tonight? But I wouldn't use them exactly the same way. Are we on for tonight is a lot more casual and is a way of double checking or checking that the plans you previously discussed are confirmed. If you want to replace "Are we on tonight?" with another expression, I would say something like, "See you tonight then."
To answer Chan Sung Lee's question directly, he asked what words "beyond" could be replaced with. I would say, "Are we doing something tonight?" or "Are we seeing each other tonight?" These are the closest examples I can think of. The sense is a bit different, though, and saying "Are we doing something tonight?" is much more direct.
I also wanted to mention another way that we can use "to be on." This way is quite different than the one we were just talking about. In "Are we on for tonight?" we always use "we" or "they" or the plural "you," because for making plans, we always need more than one person.
To be on is also a way to talk about a great performance. Maybe I went to see a concert and the singer was really good. In that case, I could say, "He was really on last night." It means simply that he was performing at 100% of his potential. He put a lot of energy into his performance, and it was great.
For example, I could say, "She had to do a presentation last night. She was really on, and so it went well." In this way, any subject, plural or singular, can be used when "to be on" is used to describe someone's great performance.
We'll end this episode by repeating the answer we gave at the beginning of this episode. So when we say, "Are we on tonight?" it is a way of confirming plans with someone. It is a pretty casual and familiar and not very direct way of doing so.
You can be more direct and say, "Do we have plans tonight?" or casual, like me, and say, "See you tonight then."
And I think that about wraps it up for this week's Curious Questions at culips.com. Thank you once again for joining us.
Don't forget to check out the lip service where you can find the transcript for this podcast, as well as the detailed explanation and the quizzes.
So signing off, this is Robin.
And and Harp.
And we'll see you next time at QLips.com.
Bye, everyone.